Blog Talk Radio.
Shaitan Nirajim, Bismillah Rak Man Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rak Bilai Lameen, Rak Man Rahim, Haniki Yom Medin, Yakana Aburu Hawaii Yakana Stain, Ithina Sarota Mustakin, Sarota Levine and Amta Alehim, Hoyrul Magdubi Alehim, Wali Dolin, I mean. Seek refuge in Allah from the rejected enemy. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. For beneficent, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. The alone that we worship in thine aid we seek. Please show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, not those whose wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Everyone, I apologize for the 10 minutes late, but I just is feeling kind of heavy tonight. A little bit worse, and it was doing a little something today, earlier, too. I don't know what the situation is, but as long as I can breathe, alhamdulillah, pray Allah and bless me, keep on breathing until some work is done. Until my work is done, nothing I can do about it anyway. When it's time, it's time. When it's Allah's time, it's Allah's time. So I just keep on doing what I can do and try to just hear and obey. So I pray that everyone has had a blessed day, and we have to really be careful out here nowadays. How many, 2,000 to 3,000 people have passed already from this latest virus? So we have to be mindful and just be careful and keep up on what's going on. And keep Allah first. Keep Allah first. Because not a leaf can fall off a tree without Allah's permission. So we have to remember that. Now, I want to bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the one creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the prophets. I mean. Welcome to the message of concern. And we are aware and know and now what the message of concern is. And it's a serious message, and it's the removal of all images from worship that portray divine. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine. That means statues, crosses, or any other symbols. So I pray that all of us will see that light and see that, understand, you know, hear and understand that, what that means, the message of concern. I see that it looks like we want to, I can't say, sometimes I get a little bit giddy, you know, but not too much, you know, I'm getting carried away, but I'm going to say, I want to send a shout out. I want to give the greetings to those that are not on and would like to be on. To our sponsor, Brother Amin, and the other hosts and listeners, sisters and brothers, friends, want to make sure that hold on a minute, please. Hold on a minute. Yes, may I help you?
I'm calling the number that was put on my voicemail for your radios, and they're saying they're not accepting private numbers. I called from a cell and my home number.
Oh, well, this is not a private number. This is not a private number. It's a
they're
blog.
Saying my number is, hold on, they're saying my number is private. They're not accepting private numbers when I call.
Oh.
The number that you're calling are not accepting private
hold
numbers.
On,
and you or whoever that's. Your name is under it asking for me to come on, and that's what I was trying to do. I left a message saying I wanted to listen and then say something about the Muslim Journal because they said something about the paper.
Right, but you came on before. Did you have any problem coming on before, Sister Deli?
No, I did not. That's what I don't understand. They said about four times, and one time was busy. So I said, okay, let me call Daya to let her know that I did try to get on.
Yeah, and it's the same number. It hasn't changed. it to say Blog Talk Radio Show?
Yes, ma'am. It's all on my cell phone. It's printed out. That's how I knew it was you, because it says Zaya Hanan Shabazz Akbar.
No, what I mean was, when you called in, did they say Blog Talk Radio Show?
When I called in, it just said the number down.
Okay.
Okay. No, it didn't say Blog Talk Radio Show. But let me give you the number I have, 515-602-9891, right?
That's what I was trying to find. That's what I was trying to check out myself. 515-602.
That's what I have.
9665.
Oh, I got 9891. I don't know how that got
there. Okay,
9891 is 360's number. Okay, give me again. 515-602 and the last one number?
9665.
9665.
Okay,
I'll call that.
Okay.
That's what I have on my phone, but I just gave you. Okay, Sister
Diana,
inshallah. See what I can share, inshallah. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Okay, I might have been giving you both numbers, too. 360, AM 360, and 4 hours. Okay.
No, that was only enough like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not on every day, so I'm just glad to do it, inshallah.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Zelle. We're waiting to hear from you. We'll be glad to hear from you. So far, nobody has given us an update on the time to be grateful. Right. So we'll be...
I don't have that information. I just have what I know. About the paper, 6965,
right? Uh-oh. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. 9665, that's it. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Sister Daya.
You're welcome. We're on now, and I was had to put them on hold. Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullah barakatuh. I'm sorry to put you all on hold, but that was important, and Sister Zelle wanted to get in on the Blog Talk Radio show here tonight. Said she wanted to let us know about the Muslim Journal, and I guess she probably attended the time to be grateful, you know, the hookup. So she wanted to share that with us, and that's a blessing. We've been waiting for different ones to share that with us, or what they, you know. I heard there was some very good conversations. I was only able to listen for a minute, and then I had to get off. So, and I couldn't focus like I wanted to on it by me not being able to go completely on. So I just, I said maybe I'll try and listen to the recording when it comes on YouTube or something like that, or maybe they recorded it. Inshallah. Inshallah. Okay. I see a hand. Looks like my husband, and I'm glad that he is wanting to participate so soon, because I'm going to have to take some water or something. My chest is really, really kind of heavy here. Okay, I'm going to bring my husband in, and welcome again. And I said, I'm going to leg him to everyone. Hopefully he'll talk as long as he wants to, and then Brother Suja, and then Brother, and then Sister Zelle, and then somebody has to come on for I can talk as less as possible tonight. I don't know. Inshallah. Whatever happens. Okay. You're in, Brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Were you ready? I see your hand.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm gonna let you talk. I said we land in Muhammad and Rasulullah. I hold me back when you should not testify again openly, publicly. There is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophets. There are no more prophets to come. Right? Jesus announced this one will come, and when Prophet Muhammad came, he brought revelation. Revelation came with him. It's like Jesus. Jesus brought revelation. But Allah did not say that he was going to protect the revelation that Jesus brought. But he said he's going to protect the revelation. And we said that Prophet Muhammad brought the final revelation, and bringing it, Allah put angels to protect this message, because this message right here should be heard and should be viewed by all the people. So we here tonight talking about the oneness of God, talking about how God is, and remove the images out of the world that prevent people from seeing the Creator as he's supposed to be seen. He's supposed to be seen as one God. He's supposed to be seen as the God for all of us, for all of this creation, all of the humanity. But he's not. He's been put into one image. And he says in the scripture, don't make no image of God. God knows what the problem they're going to bring about. And the people did it anyway. They made a Caucasian image, God, and called it white. Called it from the, it came from the Caucasian people, although Christ Jesus, the one we know as Jesus, the son of Mary, was born in Africa. So they stole them. They stole the truth. They took the truth and stole it and hid it to keep racism going, and it have worked, because there ain't no way other race in this world built America like we have. We picked the cotton that made America what it is. We the one sacrificed. We the one lost our family. We the one worked for nothing here in this country to build this country. And we are the one, still today, is the first, is last one hide and the first one fast. We are the one. So we thank Allah. We thank the Creator of the heaven and the earth. Thank him for creating us and making us human beings, making us the Creator over this creation, and telling us through the Quran that he's one and alone, and there's nothing like God. That image that you see of they have in the world, that is the image of racism. That's the image of all the problems between the human family. And they know it. And me talking like this, you know, we all know it. So we all, if we want to be free like Christ Jesus said, know the truth and the truth will set us free. If we want to gain that freedom, that image got to come down with the help of all of us. With the help of all of us. This is all our problem, so all of us should be band together and racing to get rid of this image, this false idea of God, and not worry about the criticism coming from the criticizer. So we want to thank Allah for this day, for this great day that the African-American people are waking up and they are waking others up. And we got to work others up, because people are using people and then telling you that these people are beautiful. These people are what you want to be like. These people are leading, although they lead now young girls to shame, these football players and basketball players are leading our children to shame. They put a football player on camera in front of millions of people And this football player got two-tone hair. This football player got earring in both ears. This football player is seen off the court, off the gridiron, drinking and smoking and with all kind of women. Don't you know they have a great influence on our children? They said monkey see and monkey do. But when a human being don't know how to reject what he's seeing, he becomes a victim of what he saw. I'm a victim of that. Earrings, tattoos everywhere. And then they make evil. This is Satan's job. His job is to make evil seem fair. Show you these people with all kind of women on the beach drinking. Supposed to be having a good time. These are people they want to attract you and attract our people to. These are the same kind of people attracted me at my young age. These football players and the money they make and the way they live. The same as some attract the dope pushers and the pimps. They put these people out in front of us to attract us in this cycle of trash, of garbage, of filth. And God tell us and tell them in Scripture, don't lead nobody in temptation. It's in the prayer. It said, lead us not in temptation, for thou art the kingdom and the power and the glory. If you want to get to the kingdom of God, you can't let nobody lead you in temptation. Lead you away from your from the promise of God. And that's what they're doing. Allah said, "What God said, whatever you do in this world, it determines what God put you in the next world." Satan want to see that God put you in hell, and that's exactly where you're going when you call yourself a homosexual, a stick-up man, a pedophile. You know, all of them things is to get you to go through the door of hell and to make evil seem fair. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him, was allowed to look into paradise and to the hill. He came back crying. He said, no one should want to go to that place. By him saying that, that should make sure that we turn our interest away from the hellfire and try to make it the place. How do we make living an upright life that Satan don't want you to live? Being a good man, a good woman. Treating your children right, treating your husband right, treating your wife right, treating the land that you live on right, treating the animals that come into your care right. All these things are things that get you in, going and praying five times a day, at least five times a day. If you don't pray one time, Satan got you praying no time. Like there's no God. You got the sun come up automatic. The sun come up without any effort. No. Other words, God don't have nothing to do with the sun. But no man can go near that sun. And all the lies they tell on Jesus that we refuse to wake up on, he died for your sins. I can't get two people to go down to the courthouse and tell one judge that somebody died for that person's sin that broke into that lady house. I can't get nobody to go down there and tell a jury that. Because they know in their nature that's a lie. But they'll tell you them lies when you question them. Oh, yeah, I believe Jesus died for my sins. I believe he came back. When we go out to any graveyard, ain't nobody ever walked out of those graveyards who were put in the earth. I don't care how good. And they had some good people go into the graveyard, and they yet to walk out of that graveyard, get up out of the casket and come out of their graveyard. So we've been lied to. And the truth is on the scene. Now we're in the 25th of December. Look what they're saying. They said Santa Claus is going to visit every house in America on the snow sleigh. Even he gonna be on the slow slate, Clint. Even in California where there's no snow at this time of year. In Florida and other parts of the world. But they tell you that like he gonna send and take all the little children toys all over the world. You see how lie? Nobody questioned the lie. And they mad at the Muslim for bringing this truth to you. So they got to call us a terrorist or call us something to keep you away from us. Imam Wardi Mama said that's two people hard to wake up. One person has been working all day and night, half the night. He go home and get him a bite to eat. He gone. He ain't waking him up. He shaking him. And the other person, there are the other people who are hard to wake up, is a man who playing sleep, a woman who playing sleep. If they playing sleep, you can shake them all you want to. They will not wake up. They do not want to see, and they do not hear the truth. And we are not trying to disturb those people. Those people have made their mind up that they going there. If there's a hell, let them go. Because if they heaven, that everything points to them not going to heaven. They're not trying to leave it alone. So we come with the naked, that God is one God. He lives and never dies. This is the Quran. This is the Bible. Don't make no image of God. They done broke all them laws. Showing you a Caucasian man and calling this man a white man and said this man died for all our sins. And when you look at the evidence of him dying, he didn't die. The picture they gave you, they took this man to jail, found him guilty, and made him lie down on some wood. And they drove, took and nailed some nails in his feet and his hands. That don't sound like no man volunteered to die for nobody's sin. That sounds like somebody being killed. If I do anybody like that, I just kill them. But this is the lie. This is one of the lies that attracts us to, that we hide behind. We hide behind these lies. Huh? Silent night. Huh? Mary. Huh? The Mary Christmas. It's Mary. In other words, you better get you some look in you and smoke something. You want to be Mary. You better get you a woman that you ain't married to. You going to be married. Huh? That's what they saying. That's what they producing that been walked on by the permission of Almighty God through a messenger like themselves, Imam Wardi Mama. A messenger like themselves raised up to do what? To get us out of the darkness and back into the light. So we can save humanity. Lot tried to save humanity during the time of all the homosexuals, and they would not listen to him. And matter of fact, they ran. He left, had to leave, and God destroyed the whole town of the homosexuals. That was merciful God that did that, because homosexuals cannot produce life. They had to wait on life coming from straight people. Then they got to try to swing that for made straight came in the world trying to do what God. They got to persuade them to come over there and be like them. They got to entice them to come over there and be homosexual. And when you look at the homosexual life, they ain't got nothing to give. Only thing they doing is losing, because two women, two men cannot produce a baby. And you know it. We know that. Without a hen and a rooster, you ain't going to have no egg. That's the nature God created things in, a male and a female, to produce and keep the world moving, growing, keep life in the world. When you take nothing and leave nothing but male, that world has come to an end. Leave nothing but female, that world is, and people do not care. People hear the truth and they will fight the truth. They will deny the truth, only going to hurt themselves. So we are not here to force or try to complain or get you to come over and do right. You want to do your own thing, and you know you ain't doing it. You're doing what somebody else suggested for you. You want to keep yourself blind, deaf, and dumb following that idea? Then we said, be your way, and we'll be out. There ain't one way, and that's the right way. That Allah has set for all humanity. No matter if you're German, Russia, Japanese, whatever we call ourselves, he set a role so we all can do right, so we can all reach the final goal, and that's paradise. You don't want to go to hell. None of people talk that talk. They really don't want to go. And because the scripture said many who went to hell, the first thing they want to do, come back into the life cycle and change what they did. But God tell them in that picture that he's looking at their record. Their record don't indicate nothing. They would do any difference. So go on what they earned. They have got what they earned. And the scripture, the Bible said, well, you got to reap what you sow. You sow wrong, you're going to get wrong. You sow good, you're going to get good from God, from Allah. So I thank you. I'm going to bring my other guest worker or speaker on. Thank Suja in the one or one, whoever going to come on. I think I'll stop my talk right there. Dair. Oh, will you look in the queue and see who else? Thank you for listening. May God, Allah, continue to bless us all. Let's keep working for the good that God, Allah, wants us to have. May Allah, peace and blessing be upon all of us. Thank you, Allah, for blessing all, but every human being to be a Muslim. And please continue to let us bring that to the contention of the people that live on this earth, that we all one people from the one God. Amen.
Amen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you, Brother Akbar, my husband. And I want to inform everyone, if they would like to participate or have anything to say, please push 1 on your phone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. Push 1 on your phone receiver. We don't want to disrespect anyone by calling on them, and they may not want to speak. So if you push 1 on your phone receiver, they will know that you yourself want to volunteer and speak. So we will call on you and bring you into the queue if you want to speak. I don't know, sometimes the phone may not work, the one on the phone receiver, on your telephone, the one on your phone receiver may not work, so we may just take a chance and do something. I think, let me see, if Sister Zelly is on, I think, could you push 1, Sister Zelly, on your phone receiver and let us know that you want to come on and discuss something with us, like you. He said, okay, there she is. I wasn't for sure if that was her or not. Okay. We're going to bring Sister Zelly on and give us some information. Let me open up your mic, Sister Zelly. See if it works here. There it is. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Zelly.
Alaykum as-salam, Sister Daya, Brother Akbar, Brother Shuja, and all the listeners on the radio tonight. I am just grateful to Allah to be able to share this evening a few moments. I'm looking at the Muslim Journal, and it was mentioned something about the Muslim Journal, and I do get it most every Friday, I thank Allah, now here in Atlanta, Georgia. For Master Mukminun, and also for Brother Akbar, Sister Daya's husband. I'm so grateful that he finds my husband and puts 2 papers in our hands every week, and I'm grateful. So this paper is very, very important, especially during this pandemic. I have to say that for almost 2 years we've been in this pandemic, so that's one of the ways we can connect as believers, and all the good information that's shared with us and things that we don't know and we should know is in this Muslim Journal. I'm looking at November the 5th issue, and that one is mentioning the awakening of Malcolm X and Imam Muhammad speaking to Sister Betty Shabazz in Chicago, and then showing Malcolm X and when he was selling the paper. It wasn't Muslim Journal, was also called Muhammad Speaks and Valerian News. I know those we've been getting the paper for that long, I thank Allah. So this paper serves us as believers in America. And I realize we have the computers and all this type of other types of ways to get information. But to me, the Muslim Journal is one of my ways to keep up with our community. My husband and I, every Friday when we get the paper, we really open that paper up and see. So that's a good thing for us to keep the communication with the Muslims in America. So I do have a concern about our paper. First, I want to say thank Allah, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. I'm going through the paper now, this particular issue. First, Imam Muhammad suggested, says, when you read the Muslim Journal, first thing we should look at, of course you're going to see the front page, but we should read the second page, which is the reference in the Holy Quran and the Hadith. And from there, he said he would read the Muslim Journal from front to back every week. That's what our leaders told us. So we should be able to read the paper. If he takes time to read the paper, which he said he did, we should take time to read it. Now, another point I really like about our Muslim Journal is that I can buy page 14. I go to page 14 to get my books from Mosque Cares, and that's from the W.D. Muhammad Publications. And I looked in them, and I think I have every book. I thank Allah. It might not be one that I don't have. I'm trying to see, but right now I have all the books that Imam Muhammad gave us from this ad in the Muslim Journal, and many of the CDs. So that helps us to stay connected with our community. And on page 15, pretty much, sometimes might be a repeat, but then they have Imam Wardi Muhammad Speaks column. And one that comes to mind I'm looking at now is the Broad Community of Islam in the West, Purpose, Aim, and Goal, Part 2. And with that, he speaks on Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Nation of Islam. And this is a reprint from Valerian News. And so the Valerian News was out in this particular Valerian News was March 4, 1977. That's a long time ago, believers. And then it also has on the same page Mosque Cares, where they have live stream coming from Mosque Cares, and it was referencing our dear sister Karen Muhammad, and it was a dedication to her with the Youth Education Committee, and how she supported our school, and really beautiful pictures of her and how she connected with our children and in Chicago and then with that all across the country. Now, the one concern I have about our paper, but it does help us, is whenever you want to know where a master it is in the country, we have a page where we can go to and find out where all the masters are. Unfortunately, they don't have the telephone in there, telephone number, the masjids, but they do have the addresses, so that helps. Let's see, a calendar of events, that's special. They begin to do more things now, and now the pandemic has opened up a little bit more. Let's see. Yeah, it says where to buy Muslim Journal. That's on page 34 and 35, starts from Alabama to Bermuda. So we have Muslim masters all across the country and out of the country, which is Bermuda. That's Alhamdulillah. And, of course, we have many ads in our paper referencing how to get your Muslim Journal back issues and subscriptions. So I thank Allah for that. When I first moved to Georgia from Chicago, I used to get my Muslim Journal in my mailbox every week. But now after I couldn't get them, I started getting them. Once again, I'll say I get them from the masjid and from the brother in at the masjid. So with that, I'm understanding they had a Time to Be Grateful program. I was not a part of it, so I can't mention anything about it. But I do want to say how much I appreciate our sister Aisha Mustafa, who's been serving this paper for many, many years. I remember her when she first came to Chicago, and she has been a dedicated sister with this paper for many years, from secretary to the editor, and now she's gone all over different places teaching, et cetera, just a very dedicated, special sister. So I think I want to end there. I just want to thank Allah for me being able to say something about the Muslim Journal, because it's something really special for us as believers. Thank you so much, Sister Daya and Brother Akbar, for your committed, dedicated service to our community. May Allah continue to bless us all. This is Sister Zelia, and I am in Stone Mountain, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, Sister Zelia. Thank you for your input and your participation in bringing us up to date on the Muslim Journal. And some of us are not able to really get the Muslim Journals like we would like. And it's good to have the brothers or the sisters around who are still making them available for us. And that is a blessing, because the Muslim Journal is our paper, you know, alhamdulillah. And a lot of things in there, most everything in there, everybody is that reads them are good to, are glad to be able to get the information and to read it, read the paper. Thanks, Sister Zelia. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And don't stay away from us so long, even if you just come on and listen.
I'm doing not. I will. I get real busy sometimes in the evening, but I'm good today. I wanted to go back to something real quick, if you don't mind, and that is I turned to this page that says Education Islamic School System.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the current full-time Kyle Muhammad Schools and WD High Schools, and it's asking believers to give $50 a month. And I thank Allah, I started, this is my third month, I believe, yes, my third month. We went to Nashville, Tennessee, to ask believers who would like to contribute to that. I had seen it in the paper, but at that time I hadn't. But after I committed to it, now I'm trying to do just that.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am, alhamdulillah. And what do they do? You send $50 in every month, and they have a school each month that we send the funds to. Brother VR, he has an email that he sends out to let you know which school they are donating to. This month it is to the school in Milwaukee. Last month it was Nashville, Tennessee. This month is Milwaukee. And from my understanding, next month would be in Atlanta, Georgia. And then the sister, Amatullah Umrani, she does an excellent job referring to children, especially for children and young adults. And she does a beautiful job on that same page. And, of course, we have our dear sister, Sister Carol Muhammad, at the top, whose name the school is honored. So this is a very special page also in the paper, page number 11. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam, since I had put it on mute so you wouldn't hear any noise in the background. We turning pages. Okay. Wow, the board is full tonight, and we're going to let everybody speak. And there looks like Haja Lala, looks like. On the Assalamu alaikum, Hajja.
Wa alaikum salam, Rakatu Hajja. How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. And how about you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. I'm on the line.
Good, all right.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you on the line.
I mean, yes. So far I'm going to send the salam to Sister Zelly. She's the only one I heard on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zelly.
Brother Akbar. Oh, Brother Akbar, yeah, he's in there.
Yes,
Akbar. Yeah, he said, I sound Megan. Where's Brother Suja? And there's Brother, oh, no, there they are. So Sharifa, and Brother Muhammad Sharif.
To them all. This is Haji Lala. I just want to say a little bit about the time grateful. I know normally another program.
Phone's breaking up, Haji.
Okay. Can you hear me a little better?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You know, our lifeline, unfortunately, we can't speak of other programs while we're on that particular one because it's in big support of Mosque Care, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. However, I did invite some Christians on the line and us also Muslims as well, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Sister Imani said she was having a hard time getting on, but she may have she might be on now, alhamdulillah. She might be on.
That would be good.
Yes, alhamdulillah. We were able to...
Imani? You say Imani?
Yes, Sister Imani, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Haji Imani from the Lifeline.
Okay, Haji Imani. Okay, I thought you said you had invited some Christians, and then you said mentioned Imani, and I said, oh, they got a Christian named Imani. But no, this is Muslim.
Yes, ma'am.
Muslim name Imani. I sound like it was Imani.
No, I was thinking that
she may have had
trouble getting on, but
hopefully
she'll be able to get on, inshallah, you know?
Yes, inshallah, okay.
Yes, a little trouble. But my husband and I were able to attend the Zoom time to be grateful, and they were talking about, well, we caught the Juma, and then a particular sister, let me see, I might as well say this. The sister returned to Allah, Hadiya Bia.
Yes, Hadiya, I heard it.
And so we were trying to get things together, so I really didn't see a whole lot of the time to be grateful, but I was attending the Juma, and then I just, you know, stop watching it because I was trying to organize things or get things together or whatever. I don't know if it's organized, but get things together for the janazah and the Zoom and whatnot. So I just basically forgot about it. But the imam, he was awesome at the Juma, and there weren't a lot of people there, but quite a few were there, and I remember seeing about at least 2,000 people were on the call.
Wow!
You know, Jamila, I believe she attended Saturday and Sunday. I believe she may be on the line as well, but I believe she attended.
Who is that? Who is that?
Haji Jamila.
Haji Jamila. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So we're the only two that I know of at that attended the time to be grateful, and I don't think I went to any of the workshops. I was just so outdone. I kind of waste my money by even attending. But I mean, you know, when the sister, you know, passed away, I said, you know what, I'm gonna put this aside, and I'll get to a time to be grateful another time, inshallah. But that's where most of my time was at. But I did see the Juma, which was fantastic, and we caught not the entire Juma. We caught basically a little of it. And
okay.
I don't remember what the brother was, what the imam was talking about. But he was just so fiery, and he was talking about the many things that the school needs,
mm-hmm.
and the Clara Muhammad School that's like next door to him and whatnot. And then he talked about some other things to come back. You know, it's going to be. There was a list of things that was supposed to be that particular time for the workshops. There was plenty of vendors were there, and there were what's her name? Anju, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Her sister had passed away, so she was in England, so she was unable to attend the time to be grateful. But her husband, he sat in for her, and so he just let everyone know if they wanted to get something from them that, you know, the wife was, you know, had lost a sister and whatnot. So all in all, the weekend was good, you know, and I thank Allah for allowing me to attend the sister janaza it was just beautiful. And her niece took her shahada. She's 32 years, looked 23. She's beautiful. And she took her shahada at her auntie gravesite. And that
woman,
he was there because Rajia is Amira's sister-in-law, and so she was out there in Arizona, and then she was, you know, organizing things for the janaza. So she told me that she said that she had a grandson who was looking for a wife, and just so happened to be the sister's niece was there, and so she said, well, I'm going to see if I can hook them up. So before we got off the line, off the Zoom line, I mentioned to her, I said, well, what about the sister taking her shahada? Because she said that her aunt was grooming her for the dean.
Okay.
And she was, you know, for some time. And then she had mentioned to, what was her name, Kadia? Hafisa. Sister Zoe, help me out. What was the sister's name? No, you weren't even on it. Oh, I'm sorry, sis. I'm sorry. Goodness gracious. Hadia was the sister who passed away, but she gave her niece another name, an Islamic name, and I don't recall it, but it's pretty. Anyway, she told Rajia that her aunt been talking with her, and she wanted to take her shahada, but they thought they were going to give her the shahada the next day. So I said, no, let her do the shahada now. You know, while she's there, her aunt would love that, you know. And she grew
right.
And, you know, and so
that's thoughtful. Yeah, that's really thoughtful.
Yeah, that was beautiful, you know. And so we witnessed it. It was about 9 of us. I think it was Najma. And most of them was from the Lifeline. Amira.
Okay. Well, okay.
Haja Jamila.
Okay.
Esther.
Oh, okay.
Amira.
Yeah. So we all witnessed it, you know, and Halima. Oh yeah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And Halima, because that's an old good friend of Halima's, you know. And so we witnessed that. So I didn't even think about trying to be grateful. I just forget about it. They got my money.
Yeah.
I used that the cook bar out of it. Alhamdulillah. My husband and I, we supported that program, but you know, I want to get the sister take care of that business first. So alhamdulillah. Yeah.
So, thank you.
Inshallah, if Padre Jamila come on, she'll have more to tell you. Pertaining to a time to be grateful. And so, you know, our next move is Moskea. What's that? Savior's Day.
That's February.
Yeah. We got to get ready for that, inshallah.
Inshallah. It doesn't snow anymore. Oh, we don't have to go travel anymore anyway. I was thinking about traveling to Chicago,
right,
like we used to have to do on Save Your State, but we don't have to
travel. Right. That's
it,
right.
It just flashed in my mind, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's also, this here COVID is also a good thing because we were able to support from afar.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
and attend the things, you know. Yeah. And the sister,
really?
she got on today. I don't know whether you were on earlier, but she had got on the Lifeline, and she was talking about, I think she does the Heart Connection, and she was talking about how she went out to, I believe, California with the family of,
yes,
of
her husband,
brother,
yeah.
Jenna. With the brother, No,
Brother Jenna?
He just returned to Allah.
Brother Hafik, yes.
Yes. Well, she was able to attend his memorial. So she was talking about that today. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. You all may have heard it as well. But
yes.
Anyway, Alhamdulillah.
I did look at it too. I looked at it on virtual. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. But I like what Akbar was talking about. Look at here. How Santa Claus gonna get down a place don't have a chimney?
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious, it's too much. These people are so fools. A woman said to me today, she said, Merry Christmas. I said, Happy Holidays.
Well, that's all right. Happy Holiday or Caesar's Greetings. It was Caesar's Greetings mainly, you know, so a good reply for us would be, this is a season, you know, they're all happy and everything and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Back to the same old routine afterwards, though.
They
say the Noel, you know, and everybody's up in the air and everybody's in good spirits and a giving mood and a loving mood and all that. And then time, that's why I call it the season.
Yes.
Season. And then when it's all of, when the season is over, they're back to the same old grouchy self and all, you know, other things that may be considered negative. But alhamdulillah.
And one day, are you home to pick?
Breaking up, Hajja.
I said, for one day, those who celebrate the 25th is going to be all year long paying bills for that one day.
Until next
Before
year.
That's
time
crazy.
Time to buy some more.
Yes. But you got to pay for those things after a while, you know? For one day. Mm-mm. You can pay rent. Pay your car note. You know, come on. You want to spend all that money for one day.
Inshallah, they learn, you know. I mean, some of us used to do the same thing, sort of, kind of, you know. But some was worse than others. But may Allah bless them to see the light, too, in time.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, we got I see somebody I want to
recognize.
You pulled out. I was trying to. I'm hungry. For one thing, I gotta eat. I am hungry. Okay, there you go. Okay, Brother Suja, Karan. Yes, Brother Suja. I was asking if I could click on this right here for a minute. This one before I bring him on, because he's our
guest speaker.
No, he's not a guest speaker. He's just no. Brother Suja's on all the time. I want to. Assalamu alaikum. Is this Karan? Is this Sister Karan? Assalamu alaikum.
Sister Ron? Oh, no. This is Brother Old Soul. Is that Brother? Who is this? I'm sorry. Is this Brother, not Hakeem? What's the name you said? You just mentioned something. Just mentioned something. Was it Quran that said something or Old Soul? Uh-oh. Okay, anyway, I'm going to bring on. I'm going to bring on Brother Suja in. And then Brother Suja.
Okay, I'm going to go out to queue.
Huh? You're breaking up. Phone breaking up. Okay, Brother Suja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, this is Quran. Okay, I didn't know it was you. I thought this other number was you. There must be Brother Oso, and I cannot remember the brother's name.
Brother Rashad.
I'm going to have to write that down. Brother Rashad. I'm sorry, Brother Rashad. I hope you don't mind, but you started it. You one called yourself Oso. You one say Oso.
I don't mind at all because a lot of times so don't get old. But, you know, I wanted to say here, and Shadullah, Elohim, and Abdi, Hurrah, Sudo, Assalamu alaikum to everyone. You know, I was reading on the internet about, let me see, what country was it there in the Middle East? I think it was one of those... either Kuwait, Dubai, Bahrain, one of those Gulf countries. Anyway, they had just permitted a new huge Catholic church to be built because, you know, yeah, they were saying that there's a lot of, you know, foreign workers that come in from other countries, and, you know, a lot of them are Catholics and, you know, they're not Muslim, you know, so... The ruler of the country permitted a Catholic church to be built, and, you know, they had some of those people over there, the bishops and whoever them people are, you know, to bless it, what they call blessing it and stuff. But, you know, from what I understood, you know, during the history of the prophet, peace be upon him, and the Muslims, if there was an existing church, they, you know, they had a right to continue, and, you know, their
right.
Rights were protected. But in the Muslim lands, once we got
right.
all that straight, you know, we didn't allow, you know, any new churches to be built, you know, spreading that falsehood. So I thought it was
right.
just,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I thought it was just something, you know, unusual, you know. But
yeah,
I read that this morning.
And that's going to create something. A lot of news there. Oh, my. Now, we're really, really, like I was saying last night, the song that Johnny Till used to sing, everything is out in the open now. Nothing else to hide. But those
especially with those Catholic churches, I mean, they're worse than the regular Baptists because the Catholic churches got all those saints that they pray to,
Absolutely.
And mother this and mother that, and I mean they're deep into it. They're deep
yeah.
into the church.
Yes, yes. Full of statues.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And they pray. They pray to some of them, you know.
Yes.
So
That's
I
right.
thought that was kind of unusual. I mean, I can understand them respecting, you know, the religious rights of other people, but to build a Catholic church over there in a Muslim land, that, you know, that was kind of, I thought that was kind of unusual, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of awkward. What's behind, and you know, and it makes you wonder now, what's behind that? What's next? You know, what are they going to come up with next?
But they say, you know, in that country, they're Dubai. Dubai, where they have the one of the tallest buildings in the world, the Burj Khalifa, I think that's the name of it. Anyway, Janet, you know, they had an opening. And Janet Jackson was over there and some of the other celebrities. And she said, and they had everything over there.
Yeah, they had everything. Yeah, I call it the sinful city. That's what I call the sinful city. Because even though it's supposed to be holy ground, you know, and stuff like that, and they have this very materialistic, and the dress wear, you know, is such a mixture of like Sodom and Gomorrah. Ooh. But you know,
so I'm not so they're in that hotel, then they have alcoholic bars, then,
yes.
I would imagine, huh?
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And you know, there's a lot of Muslims that go over there and support them and buy their garments.
Well, yeah, they do, because they're, like I said, they're very materialistic. You can go over there and buy some land now if you want to. They even got that for you. That you can purchase some property. I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
You can purchase property. You can purchase property over there now.
Hmm.
And Muslim women that when they had that thing with the GS Partners 999 and all that kind of stuff, and you know, now it's more silver and gold that they are saving instead of getting into these bitcoins and all that stuff. But they have Muslim women over there, supposed to be spiritual and all that type of stuff, and so holy, with these low cut dresses on, you know, and floozy like outfits. But oh wow!
I guess the sign of some of the last days, you know, the prophet Peace upon him said one of the signs, you know, would be that the camel herders, you know, the desert camel herders would be competing and, you know, building tall buildings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be one of the signs of the later times, you know, last days, you know.
Yes. Okay, I
camel herders would be competing and building lofty buildings, but yeah, Janet Jackson said, and they had everything over there.
Did she emphasize that, huh? Wow. I can see her now with her expression on her face. Yeah, I can just about see the expression on her face. Be the type of person that she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. Well, like I said, everything is out in the open. I'm telling you, that's exactly. I don't know why that gets in my mind and popped up in my mind, but last night we were talking about something on the line here, and I said, well, everything is out in the open. There's nothing else to hide.
Mm-mm.
All the vows have been broken.
Yeah.
They still feel the same way inside. They think they don't want to miss out on nothing. They think they're in their heaven in their last days. Wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this world is just an illusion. You know, Amr Elijah Muhammad taught us that
sure.
The world is just an illusion. But let me tell you, ooh, good thing everybody. Now touching, trying to reaching out, touching somebody, and touching everything. Just an illusion.
Yeah.
Wow. And does anyone else? Let me see who else. Oh, Brother Suja. Oh, Karan. Oh my goodness, Karan. And she's so humble. She didn't say anything else. I'm sorry, Karan. And I opened your mic too. Did you still want to say something? Please do.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Yeah, I just want to give my sisters the greetings And then I want to say that something that had really kind of like stuck in my mind when Brother Akbar, when he was saying that he had talked to Brother Safala, and then Shuja, he was relating to me back what he had said that Safala said that he was talking to a man that was what do you call it? Where, you know, they kind of like lose their memory and everything. Well, senile, he said he was talking to the senile man, and he was telling him about a dawah, telling about, anyway, some kind of way he was saying that Jesus, he was telling them how, where the Christians was, you know, what he thought about, I'm not saying exactly what he was saying, but he was saying what he thought about that Jesus was the, was God. Was Jesus was God, and also and that he was saying something about Jesus was God, and uh-huh. and Mary was the mother of Jesus, and then he uh-huh. said the man now this man that his mind is gone, but just guess what he said that means that Mary is older than God. And I said, wow. I said, I never thought of that. I said, Allah Akbar. I said, that was from Allah. Just to think how his mind was gone, but he still had enough sense to say that, look, Mary is older than God. And I said, it's a good thing. I said, when the Christians start talking about, you know, that Jesus is God, and then Jesus is Mary is Jesus' mother, and then you could say, I said, you could say that, and then see what they will say. I said, wow. I said, I never thought of that. I said, that was alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. That's right.
Yes, it was. Come to think about it. There's something to think about. It is. Yes, it is. Did you say Imani was on Sahaja?
I'm not sure she had a hard time getting on, but she may be on. Let me see, her last four digits, maybe she might be on and you can call
okay,
her out. I don't know.
9305. Let me see. I think. Because I would like to hear. Imani?
Assalamu alaikum. Just got on here. I heard you call my name, but I was in a couple of things. But I couldn't get on with my cell phone, which has the speaker phone, so I have to hold this thing on my face.
Oh.
Assalamu alaikum to everyone. I'm sorry. Assalamu alaikum to everybody. But I don't know why my cell phone, I was just looking at my account to see what they were saying about I had a private line because it would not let me get through neither one of these blog talk numbers. I got like quite a few of these here, I doubt. And it told me I couldn't get in. And I was like, what private line? They're pepping no private line. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Zelly said she had something like that had happened to her prior to coming on
oh, same thing. Okay, maybe it's the network thing. Yeah. Okay. I know I don't pay the bill on time. I know that, but I was just wondering, what is that about?
That's all right. You're paying. Well. Glad you're paying. Period.
Yeah.
You're taking people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, alhamdulillah. I know I missed quite a bit. I started just keep looking at my Mission Impossible. I said it was frustrating to me trying to get through this, cause I want to use my cell phone because it's a speaker phone. The other phone, the handset that I have, one of them, the speaker works, but that one's broken now. And this one, it does not have the speaker anymore, the speaker part, so I can kind of finish because I'm doing paperwork and stuff anyway. That's my problem, not yours. We all right. Inshallah.
That's good. That's good. It's good to hear that you're on. Akbar, you want to bring me some of that? Want to share? Don't try it. Come on.
What y'all doing? Sharing what?
Excuse me, everybody. Akbar, trying to walk away with some cookies. I'm hungry.
Oh, we got cookies.
We haven't had anything to eat yet, so we're holding it. So when we get finished with the Blog Talk Radio show, then we can chow down.
How long have y'all been doing the Blog Talk now? I know I miss a lot, but how long have y'all been on this?
2 years.
2 years. 2 years?
Yes, ma'am. Wow. And, and some months because it was 2 years past July.
Okay. Probably because a lot of times I'm still working, believe it or not. Sometimes I go a little bit past this. It's not often. It's supposed to get off at 4:30, but, you know, wait till I retire. You're going to be in trouble then. What? Let me retire.
You're so used to being a nurse, doing what you're doing. It's no retirement for people like you.
It seemed like it, right?
Okay.
Workaholic.
Ain't me.
Wow.
Ain't me. I know what you're talking about.
Workaholic. I wonder if it just has something to do with my upkeep of my house. This is not looking good. I got struck balance.
And you go to work instead of cleaning up.
Stay at work. Stay in work mode. I mean, go even when I travel, well, I got to get ready for work. I would love to say, what? Mm-mm. I rest long as I want to.
Nurses are. That's the way
that's
nurses
how we do.
Are.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. That's very true. Majority of nurses I know, because I know a coworker of mine, she retired 3 times. I say, how in the world did you retire 3 times? She retired the first time when she was first able. She said she got bored, came back, and then she went into, not at the bedside, but she started doing case management. She did that for a while until she got tired, retired again, was bored again. So she came and she joined us, came on board with us and stayed with us all of about maybe, give or take 1 year. She said, that's it, Money, I had it. So she's going to stay home to the house. She'll call me every now and again, let me know what it's like to be at the beach and all this kind of stuff, rubbing it in and stuff.
Wow.
Just torturing me.
Because
her husband is a minister, so... You know, they have the activity. She's the minister's wife, so she have that activity, you know what I mean? But she's busy with other things. So she has a very fulfilling life. So alhamdulillah for that.
Well, you know, I retired 2005.
You're still working,
nursing,
though.
I'm nursing myself, but I'm still...
still working.
Still working.
Don't know what you'll do if you didn't work. I know I have plans to go back to school since it's free. I'm going back. Because one of my classmates, I said, Wanda, you know, she had hurt her back at work. She was working, she did the forensic unit. And a lot of times it would be just her and the tech on the forensic unit. So one of the patients had expired on the previous shift. But, you know, you have 3 hours to get them to the morgue from the floor. They didn't have no male tech. So it was just her and this one tech and rigor mortis that sat in. So it was like moving a big solid column of brick, and she hurt her neck, and she ended up having to go to the emergency room, and that just like wiped out her career because she ended up having to have anterior neck fusion.
Oh, wow.
Then she ended up having seizures because the nerve damage between there, so she couldn't drive for a while. It was a hot mess, but thank God her husband was well vested, retired military, still telling Vietnam stories, but he takes good care of his Shan. He called her queen still to this day. So she says she tired all of them, so she got herself out of school. She's taking a full load of classes and keeping herself busy. But it's just nice when you do get to a point where you have some options of what you would like
indeed
to do.
It is.
You know, when you have things already in place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can make your own decisions about it, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to go back to school. I think I would like to be a professor somewhere. I think.
Well, let me introduce you all. Thank you for being on, Imani, don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Because I want to introduce everybody to this professional college student that I know, and I think you know what I'm talking about too. Y'all know what I'm talking about, but she won't say nothing, so I have to call on her a few times. Assalamualaikum, Sister Sharifa.
Sharifa? What's Sharifa? Sister Sharifa? Which one? Is that Imam?
You know,
wife.
Waalaikum assalam, Sister Diane.
Oh, Sister Sharifa. Assalamualaikum, Sharifa.
Oh, is that Imani? Assalamualaikum.
Yeah.
Professional college student. I'm telling you, Sister Sharifa.
Alhamdulillah.
Always going to school. Always going to college, huh? Got married on, I guess, maybe still going
at
home.
Alhamdulillah. That's a stimulating thing, I think. I admire her for that. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to call on Sister Sharifa. When we first met in Chicago, we used to go for different occasions, and we used to talk, you know, and we talk about school and all, and I said, you know what I'm going to call you? Professional college student. Stay in school.
Yeah, I love school. Last program I was in, I think I was 70 when I finished it.
What? You were 70. Oh, Lord, I can pass for your auntie. What?
I just love school.
Oh, Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Use it. That's right. You don't let no gray matter. Don't let your gray matter get no spider webs on them.
Use always something new to learn.
What kind of interest have you had, Sister Sharifa? Have you, what sciences have you, I know you went into, you sound scientific, so I know you've been into some kind of sciences. What have you been doing?
Not
what
really.
Classes?
The
what?
Main,
you
field I was, main field I was in was business education.
Oh, okay.
And then most of the years, well, 31 years, I taught students who were visually impaired and blind.
Now you know you're special. Now you are golden. You are golden. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Oh, yeah.
All that good element.
Pardon?
Sharifa, you did the Braille?
I didn't hear what you said.
Braille. She was talking about the students. Her students were.
Braille. Oh no, I didn't teach Braille. Years ago, we had a Braille typewriter, but I mainly just taught them how to use programs on the computer.
Oh, that's something else there.
Isn't that something else?
I was supposed to try to get in that class, and Lord have mercy, I just seem like I just don't have enough time. But I like her energy, and I told Najma, I don't have a clue about business. All I know how to do is punch that clock, then my mother better be on time. That's what I do. But I know I would like to get that education, because they say that class that Sharifa's daughter has been teaching, they so energized and pumped up. I said, I'm missing something.
Yeah. I looked at my assignment. I said, well, I'm glad it's on the line and don't have to go to class. I have to get me a permanent bedroom or somewhere there at the college on campus or something. So there's a lot of it, but it's good.
Wow, that is so good. Wow, it's good getting to know everyone. It's good to get to know those things,
well,
you know.
Well, you are Nexus, aren't you? I know you are, Imani. Aren't you? You also Daya.
Nurse, I am.
I always admire people in the medical profession. You are really good to remember all those terms. The terminology. That is awesome.
No more than that business. That business got some terminology.
I know, right?
Yeah, but it's
not all I know how to do is punch a clock, count my hours, and how much it's supposed to be. That's it.
Because you gave a lot of good input, I remember, sometimes on the first Sundays. A mosque here.
Alhamdulillah. I figure it's going to be my time soon where I can concentrate. It seems like my mind's racing all the time. Right now, I had my flooring had to be supported. I had that my floors were sinking. And doing business with these contractors here in Georgia, I might be everywhere. It must be the going thing. You have plumbers that don't plumb. They don't do toilets. I never seen such. And you know you got to pay them before they come. It's just, it's like overwhelming. I've been waiting on carpet for over, since November. And I'm going back and forth between, I'm thankful to Allah that
You should have shared that information with your brother. Pay them before they come. He's one that does not do that.
he doesn't get any pay and wonder if he's going to get it when he finishes.
He, you know, you talking about Brother Akbar, he was very helpful that time I had major floods. This is the kind of work I got to get done. My subflooring has already been supported, but the framing has to be done. That's a whole other type of plumbing thing going on here. And the plumbing behind the walls, all this got to be done. And I need to be snaked from up above the house on down. It's never been an issue paying, but they don't like to do contracts. When they do contracts, you know, guys just swiftly came in. You have to pay online ahead of time. They come in, they get all this sweaty, looking at everything need to be done. Tell you, okay, yeah, this is going. I'm gonna send you an estimate. Okay, send me an estimate for almost $20,000. Get somewhere. You know, it didn't fix anything. So that's a loss of money to me after three or four plumbers, you know. But, you know, right. That's been really occupying my mental status here lately. It's stressful, you know, because it's not like getting my nails done. I ain't going to get my feet scraped. I got major stuff got to be done. I can't get no reliable people to come and do what I need done. So it's really... I'm done.
Say is you can turn back the hands of time. Nick, you want to turn back the hands of time?
I know, right? It's like, oh, my God. But the thing is, I heard about the rent and how much stuff is going up now. I still refuse to go. I mean, for the most part, if I was going to look on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad things are with my house, I can do it. I mean, we still got flush and toilets. I don't want to paint that ugly picture. But, you know, I'm not going to get exploited out here in this market out here now because I'm getting ready to slow down my income down to where I rely on my Social Security. I'm not going to go pay nobody those $2,000-$3,000 a month to live somewhere. No, ma'am, it won't be me. Mm-mm. I stay right here with my stuff.
You're going to be getting ready to move into a high-rise for senior citizens.
Yeah, I mean, and even that, they kind of high.
Yes,
you know,
they
some of them kind of high.
You don't have to worry about a lot of old fixtures and things because they got somebody in those places to take care of those.
But, yeah, that's my plan. If I can't no longer do this here, I will. That's exactly what I'm going to do. But I want to go back to my home state. I don't want to be here in Georgia. I don't like Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Go back home.
Florida. Oh, that's from Florida, you said.
Uh-huh, yes. Mm-hmm. I know they high down there, but I got family there. One or two people left anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a blessing to be around family.
Old soul has dropped. I guess he figured and not too many brothers are saying anything, but we got about three.
Oh, brother, old soul was on. What about Sister Shahida, his wife? Was she not there? Usually they come in as a pair.
I'm not talking about that old soul.
Oh, it's another old soul. Okay.
Another old soul from... from LA, from Los Angeles.
Okay.
That's one also, but the one that come on and his wife is named Shahida.
And that's Imam Rasul's brother. That's Imam Rasul's brother. That's his brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Abdul Hakim.
What his name is? I don't even.
Abdul Hakim, I think it is.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Brother Old Soul?
I can hear you on before. I was giving Sister Lala the greeting. I didn't hear her voice before now.
Yeah, she want to try to help me get on, huh, Zila? It was a struggle. I said, oh, have mercy.
Now I'm waiting for my sister, Dr. Jamila.
Oh, yeah.
Mubarak, is she coming out tonight?
Yeah, I think she was supposed to come out tonight.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Did anybody go to the Time to Be Grateful event? Or did they virtually?
I went virtually.
We were
Yep, I didn't even...
You know, what was really nice about it is that the people who were not able to attend, they can still purchase the tickets and the recording and get the recordings. Just send them a link.
I'm going to call the master and see, can I get a copy of that?
Weekend.
It was the whole weekend? Oh, Lord, I missed the whole thing.
You can still register, and they have the videos and the recordings for all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I know they're doing a fundraiser. I know they put their funds toward the masjid and the school. So just on that alone, I'm going to get one. If I knew in time, I probably would have been one of those, been doing it virtual. I thought they had to go to physical. Because I didn't hear about it till I get the Muslim Journal. True enough, please tell my brother, Brother Akbar, I do have a subscription. Thank you. I just need to open the paper up and read. I'm sliding that paper through. I got your paper over here, sister. I don't need no paper. Nothing locked.
That's good. That's good. Well, there's one somebody we haven't heard from. That's Brother Suja. We haven't heard anything from Brother Suja.
Oh, Brother Suja, yeah.
Yeah, Brother Suja must be resting. Quran, his wife got on there and was talking for a few.
Chickens? I usually hear the chickens in the background. No chickens?
Girl, the roosters be enjoying it.
They go to sleep this time of day. They sleep now, probably. Because they get up in the morning.
But listen, they hear everything. And, you know, a lot of times they be contributing.
I know.
Be
you notice
looking around
you notice that too, huh? You notice that too.
They be enjoying themselves. Oh, and when their brother tell me they're ready to go to bed, they're ready to go to bed now. When they start talking about they're ready to go to bed, and they want him to put them to bed.
Oh, please. Oh, mercy. Well, they figure you're taking their eggs, they can at least expect some services. Hell on.
And when they're getting ready to lay an egg, they be, Suja said they're getting ready to lay an egg now. Getting ready to lay an egg. And then they're ready
to
somebody
tell?
Say,
oh, my,
Yeah, you can tell. And then when they get, wait till they get ready to lay two, though. They can maybe tear it up. They be ready to lay.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Like twins. Oh, Lord.
Boy, they lay two eggs at a time, Judah.
Two eggs at a time. But you know, I heard the best way to eat an egg is boil.
It's what?
Oh. Boil them?
It's boil.
Yeah.
Boil them.
That's the best way to eat it.
Oh.
But then
why? Because everything is intact when you, as it cooks or something like that, or inside the shell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember the poached eggs they used to make, though? They used to be nice.
Yep. I like poached eggs. I like eggs, period, so I take either way. Poached, boiled,
filet,
sauté.
Eat the white, white part. I don't eat the yellow part now. Cholesterol starts getting nicked.
Right. That's one of the problems that I have. Well, when I do eat the boiled egg, I might just eat half of the yolk, but then when I scramble it, and I eat the entire thing. But I do be trying to separate the white from the yolk.
Uh-huh.
That's cholesterol. And that got me on medication, so I got to pull back on that.
I need to try to find that book on how to eat to live by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because I hear Sister Rashida mention that so much. She said your medicine is in the kitchen. I want to. Mm-hmm. I wish I was in that experience to get that discipline. From what I heard so many times, I even heard that they did canning, they did fresh stuff, preserving it. No, I didn't learn none of that. My mama didn't even bake biscuits. My stepdad did the baking, so I didn't learn how to bake and work with flour and all that. But the carrot souffle, I tasted that one time in my life. I ain't never been the same, and don't know how to make it. And the bean soup, you can live off. You can really live off of that stuff right there. That's
we
the
did.
Whole deal,
we did.
Mm-hmm. So you get 4 weeks.
And money, that bean soup.
That bean soup from Sister They try to act like it's top secret. But she told me that she did have to use some canned beans on that soup. Sister, that's Samir's ex-wife, the ex-wife before me. Me, her, and Sister Helen got a special relationship. And Sister Adelaide got all the old school First Resurrection because her and her whole family was in the First Resurrection. So she know how to make eggshells with the coffee grounds. It softens the take the something out of the coffee grounds. She know how to make it. That's what in the world is she doing? What that was. But it was so smooth. The coffee was smooth. And she made that was my first time tasting her bean soup. But she was brought up on that herself. So she's very fortunate to have that.
My husband, I used to make bean soup myself and brown rice.
You know how to make it from scratch?
Bean soup, yes, brown rice, yep, and butternut squash pie.
Squash powder?
Butternut squash pie. Butternut squash.
Oh, squash pie. Oh, squash pie.
Yeah, butternut squash. Butternut squash.
Oh. No, with the flavoring,
squash.
With the cinnamon and stuff. But I can imagine, because I like, you know, my job. When we were at the hospital in the cafeteria, the thing that sell out the most was when they did the butternut squash with the cinnamon. They'd cut it in cubes and put it in the oven, I guess. But that was a good – so I can imagine that tastes good in a pie.
Oh, yeah.
Squash pie. Ooh. What else y'all did? Let me see if I can find my book. I know I got that book around here somewhere. I have my books when I was married to Samir. I got majority of my books from way back because he would bring me books all the time. And I have them all up around here somewhere. I got to find them. Particularly, that's why I still have my, started back reading my Prayer in Alice Long book again. I have my first one I had from the first beginning. So
yeah,
I'm studying that. And Omari was able to get some of his books and bring to me and some of his lectures. I'm going to go through. Got a big bag full of books and lectures. I'm going to go through and see what he had that Sister Helen, you know, told him to bring over to me. And
He was a very good lecturer.
Person as far as, he never changed as far as I know. I wasn't living with him all that long time, but my children know him. And he was often found reading a book or completing a book, always doing lectures, always writing people. I know when I was married to him, he's writing to some of the prisoners daily. And one of which was writing back then, he got released and got back on his feet, got married, and his wife, Samir had her to call me just recently, within this last year. They called Sister Imani because he gave us Shahada. And so I can help her, you know, with some things. So he got a lot of people to dish Shahada with, a whole lot. You'd be surprised. He might have been a wild and crazy guy, but he was on top of that dawa for real.
Yeah.
He really was. I'm doing a lot for that.
May Allah forgive me shortcomings.
I had to really ask a lot. I carried a lot of rage towards him for some years, and I finally Allah just lifted off of me like I asked. It's probably after I came back from Hajj because I did not want to be that angry with anybody. And Allah blessed me to be civil because I wasn't nice to him at all. I was tolerating him, but that when I heard him on the Lifeline, it was the first time I actually would sit there and listen and not scrutinize. I actually listened to his lectures for the first time, totally.
Me and Agba and him, we used to talk, you know, at times.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about marriage and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And he said, he mentioned you. He said, so Imani, the only problem she got is me.
You know what? And he was so sweet. You know, when I look back, you know, it's funny how 2020 vision comes in hindsight.
Right.
But I noticed every time anything was going on with children, he made himself a part of that. He wasn't perfect, But I told Adelaide, because she had some anger, too, from before. I said, I don't know what you're still mad about. I'm thankful Allah delivered me. I said, because he didn't discriminate. Whatever his imperfection was, he'd make apologies about it and move on. So and I'm thankful because the last 5 or 6 years, Allah had blessed me to get over it. So when he called, saying, "Mike, would you please give me a call?" Well, I call him, we'll talk. He's easy to talk to now. He's very easy to talk to. You know, if he'll tell my children to call him or call me, or if he call, you know, if I wasn't being hateful, I pick up the phone and talk to him. Alhamdulillah. You know, it took some, it was a process, you know what I mean? It was a process, and I would say he was sincerely loving to teach, and because he didn't just start teaching. He'd been doing that a long time. He didn't just start giving people shahada or bringing people to, he really was a little bit too pushy as far as I was concerned, but for the most part, he was successful in being able to, you know, appeal to people who were looking for answers for them, for their lives and stuff. I didn't become Muslim because of him. I would say that, and I've said it over and over again. I'm glad I didn't, because the anger I had for him when we first was in the raw part of our marriage or the end of our marriage, I probably would have left the deen. But I came to the deen by Allah's goodwill. I was looking for something for my own life, for me and my little boy that I had at the time. And it was so perfect for him. He taught me how to make the salat. My little five-year-old, he would have been 41 this year. But he taught me Al-Fatiha and Ikhlas. Not Ikhlas, Surah Al-Nas. Her sister, her name was Akila Rushdan. You remember that breakout in the prison over there when they had a riot over there? The first person they let out was a Muslim. His name was Rushdan. What was his first name? That was her husband. This was back in the 80s when they was burning up that prison down there on McDonough. Were you here? You weren't even here, Diane, around that time, though.
I wasn't here. No.
No, okay. Okay, you won't know that about that. Okay. But she had taught... Abdullah, I learned from a lot of stuff from Abdullah. But, of course, you know, I had come into the community by that time and smelling like an ashtray. I felt so self-conscious. I was a heavy smoker. And by this time I met Samir, you know, I said, I don't know why this brother keep coming around me. And so this one sister I was so close with, she said, ask him what his intentions are, sister, because he's not supposed to be all up around you like that. I said, okay. I said, what's your intention? Well, I had intentions just to possibly get to know you, possibly consider you for my wife. I was floored. Uh-huh. You saw how handsome the man was. Y'all saw he wasn't no ugly duckling. Lord have mercy. Right. So that's the story of our lives right there. Alhamdulillah. And then, you know, I mean, Sister Helen, she and I can talk. We go way back with him. Everybody got something. Mm. But it's because he's Moni in the middle. He didn't make no dissension with none of these sisters. And these are not at the same time women. These are women he actually been with, had children with, moved on. So the last person that got the best out of him was Sister Helen. I think Sister Helen was beating him up sometime, I thought. I said, girl, you got the best out of him. But she was so good to all of his children, got all of them together, you know, something I hadn't even thought about. But she got reached out to all the moms. It ain't like it's a whole nation of women. Please don't let me paint that picture. But he got quite a few children. He did his share of populating the world. So all the children been together. They know each other. And from time to time, some communicate more so than others, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they know each other. So alhamdulillah.
Well, that's good, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You could write a book.
I'm pretty satisfied with all. It's nothing ugly about our relationships at all. Nothing. So I'm not sure about that. No, none of that worldly stuff.
Right.
We did a lot of things together.
Right. That's good. We got Brother Suja.
Okay.
Still in the. His mic is still open, and he hasn't said anything. Brother Suja.
Sister Ron, where Brother Suja?
Where the chickens?
Well, yeah, don't even hear the chickens. They must got us on mute.
Don't hear nothing.
And you hear the roosters.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I pray that I'm not disturbing y'all or anything, but I said I hadn't heard my brother tonight. Maybe he can close out for us at least. He must be resting.
Oh, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. We got 5 minutes, right? 5 more minutes.
Yeah, we got 5 more minutes.
Now, y'all do this every Tuesday. This is every Tuesday. When y'all gather together, is this every Tuesday?
Yes. Every Tuesday and every Sunday. Every Tuesday night and every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And it's mainly, yeah, it's mainly about the psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world's children. We emphasize mainly on children. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
got,
okay.
Yeah, but we cover all avenues, though. You know, we talk about a lot of things, you know, just we just vent, you know. We vent a lot of times.
Good.
Yeah. That's where we like ventilate a lot of times.
Okay. Oh, alhamdulillah. That's good, because, I mean, you know, look how Allah allowed this to happen under this COVID stuff.
Yes.
You know, we didn't have this kind of interaction at all, you know. Not like this.
No,
yeah, pockets of interactions, but not like this, kind of like wide open. Because I have yet to meet Sister Karine. I have yet to meet. I did meet Sister Sharifa at the Chicago thing. Well, you know, the last few times she was there.
Day,
Sister Sharifa.
Yeah.
I think it was Savior's Day. Y'all know I go to sleep everywhere. I fell asleep over there. And let's see. I know Sister Amira. I met her some years ago.
Yeah.
I know Sister Daya and all those here, Sister Lala, all us down here in Atlanta. But all the other ones have not met yet. I met Sister Najma, at Chicago. And but it's just amazing how we have this, and we know each other's voices.
That's
the thing.
Point. That's it right there. Yeah.
Mhm. We know each other's voices. And pretty much the spirit.
That's
kind of
right.
Familiar with the kind of spirit the person has.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met Sister Imani at Savior's Day,
uh-huh.
I remember your face from years ago.
You do? Probably one of those that... Was I looking lost? Because I remember Brother High Tip had to get me a cab. I'm always looking lost when I come to Chicago trying to get out of here. I know I've been a lot of times. Those first few times I went, because my sisters that really know me, I'm not an adventurer. I hardly ever go somewhere without it already being set up. And they say, "Come on, Miney, this is what you need to pay," because I'm not that brave. I'll put it that way. But I probably have met you before. There's no telling. You know, I'm a talker. As you can see, I can talk a lot. So.
Well,
I was in conversation with you.
We didn't officially meet until Savior's Day. I just remember your face from before.
Okay. I probably Chicago. I don't know. Not unless you came down to Atlanta for something. Did you come down to some of the events here?
It was Chicago.
Okay.
Most likely. Right. It was years ago.
That's when I really didn't know. I came with Sister, either Sister Rakaya, Sister Wafia. They set up.
Well, that's when I saw you then, because they used to come to the convention that we had in Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yes. They would be in the fashion shows and stuff.
Right in the fashion show, right.
Mm-hmm. They put me in there one time. I really, believe it or not, I have stage fright, so they put one outfit on me one time. And I went out there one time in my life. That's it. That's not my cup of tea. So I was not invited again that day. So that was that. Just that one. I can't remember what year that was. But I remember from way back. I don't know. Don't trust my memory now. But just my heart feels warm when I'm around people, so that's about the closest we can go. If this is what Alzheimer's is like, it's probably going to go on just a wind and a feeling. We're going to have to see. Oh, mercy.
Okay, I tell you what. Which one of us will close out with prayer for us? That's what we'll do. We'll do it like that. This is nice.
Okay. You know I love to do that. A'udhu minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqima. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim. Wa la dhalin. Amin.
Amen. Got to mark this. Well, you know we can got archives, so we can go back and get the recordings of every session that we've had, and we're going to get to write a book about it.
Oh, that's the number
nice.
For the archives.
What's the connection?
What is the phone number to call for the archives? Or you call the same number?
I never tried to call that number to get through because I'm the host and the host number. What should close out? You throat got dry and it's really time to eat.
You need to eat something. That is kind of late now.
When we close out, you can, you don't have access to this. But you can probably try hooking yourself up with it on your call-in number. Because when you call in, does it go directly to the listening mode?
Yes. That's what I thought.
It does. Okay, then. I'm going to have to find a way that everybody can do that. Go back to the icon. Ask Brother Imean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, this is an enjoyable one. Brother Imean didn't even come on that one time. He's probably listening. He's probably listening because he enjoys this show. He really does.
Y'all did this for 2 years. Where was I?
And he approached Akbar and asked Akbar because he loved the way Akbar did the Dawah and was explaining Dawah when he was a presenter on 360. AM 360. He was listening. Tracked Akbar down through the host of 360, then through Imam Shurikhan.
Before we close out.
Okay.
Sharifa, are you 5264?
You said am I 5'2"?
5264.
I'm thinking about height. I'm 5'2", 6'4". But I'm on my husband's number though. I'm on his phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm gonna call you on yours.
Okay.
Okay, sister, it's time for us to go and say goodnight of you. Please come back. And I like these type of gatherings. Maybe we can change this with adding a little bit of a focus on, a little bit more focus on the children, of course, which we are emphasizing on. Yeah, we got to do something to help save these children. We got to get out some more schools, some teachers, and make sure the children are not being lied to like they have been, like with the Christmas and the Easter and all that sort of thing. Let them know they have not been cursed, and they think that's the reason why our skin is this color and their skin is that color, because we've been cursed. No, that's not it. You know, there's a certain thing called melanin is in your skin. Everybody has, but we just have to little by little teach them, and we can do whatever we can on this Blog Talk Radio show.
Because
when we have discussions like this, we always put something in there that the children can absorb and can listen. Always tell them to learn to listen and listen to learn. And thinking cap on it. It's good for the thinker. Thinker benefits the thinker. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing our job that one of them that Allah Waters do, because he He trusted us with his most precious gift. That's his children. They're babies. We have that obligation. We are Mother Earth, like they call us, you know. We are Mother Nature and Mother Earth, and we're the first teachers of our children. And even with the grown-up, the brothers, they may think that they are, they may think that they are the boss, but what did Imam W.D. Muhammad say? You tell them what? We are your mother, niggas.
Okay.
I whisper that, you know.
Yeah.
Because that was then, though. This is now. So we don't. But we remember that. That helps us to keep ourselves up and know that we have a job to do.
Yeah.
And this image is number one. We got to remove this image from these children. They don't know what to do. It's confusing to them. And besides, the images are white clay, white stone, and all that kind of stuff, you know, color, you know. So regardless of what color it is, what shade, I put the shade. Because we know black is not a color and white is not a color, you know. So,
you know, what's making it complex is, too, the young women who through the artificial look. It's confusing to these young children, I would think, because it's confusing me. I'm trying to figure out where are you at in the sisterhood. I don't get that, you know. And I'm not talking about just Muslims. I'm talking about African-American women. I mean, they got the white look, the white this, white that. It's just way out, way out. I can't relate. Don't talk about the eyelashes. I'm going to leave y'all alone about the eyelashes, okay? I ain't going to message y'all about the paintbrushes. I ain't going to do it.
And then you think, well, what's wrong with her? She must have had a hit or must have had a marijuana that was potent because the eyes, this is red.
Yeah, all that irritating. And I think not so much as that, it's the attitude that comes behind it. It's just some kind of air about them that just so... not right. I can't relate. I don't get it.
Good night.
Okay.
Put a pause on it. Walaikum assalam. Assalamualaikum, everyone.
Walaikum assalam. Rakhullah Berakat to everybody. Be safe.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I am. And my husband's walking around looking. You know he's hungry. Okay, let me see.
Get on your job, Hazel. Go on. You know Hazel Beasley. You know the Hazel Beasley. Miss.
Okay. That was a good meeting. That was a good one, wasn't it?